Brin returns, Twitch grabs, and the limits of Google's AI advantage. A Reuters report reveals that Sergey Brin, who stepped back from day-to-day involvement at Google years ago, has been appearing in person to push Gemini's AI staff to go all in. The mere fact of a founder making motivational visits to his own company's AI team signals something about where Google's leadership perceives its competitive position. Confident market leaders do not typically need to send founders on morale campaigns. Google entered the AI race with structural advantages that on paper should have been decisive. The research talent, the compute infrastructure, the distribution through search and Android, and data at a scale no other company possesses. Yet the perception gap between Gemini and leading frontier models has persisted longer than internal forecasts apparently anticipated. The bottleneck appears to be cultural rather than material. Research-driven organizations frequently struggle to transition to the ship-fast, iterate-hard product culture that the leading AI labs have built, and no amount of compute resolves an organizational velocity problem. The antitrust dimension complicates this further. The Sherman Antitrust Act prohibits not the mere possession of monopoly power but its use to foreclose competition in adjacent markets, and courts have already found Google's search dominance constitutes a monopoly. Whether Google's AI distribution advantage through search constitutes illegal leveraging versus legitimate product integration is precisely what ongoing Department of Justice remedies proceedings are examining. Paradoxically, a more competitive Gemini produced through genuine innovation would reduce antitrust pressure. Superior product is a legally recognized defense. Amazon's handling of Twitch sits at the opposite end of the corporate conduct spectrum. The company updated its terms of service to default all users, streamers, and chat participants alike into having their content used for AI training. An opt-out mechanism exists but is, by multiple accounts, buried in settings menus in a way that requires deliberate searching to locate. A petition opposing the policy had crossed 13,000 signatures as of Thursday morning and is expected to grow. Legally, Amazon has likely structured the policy to survive challenge. Courts have broadly upheld consent provisions embedded in terms of service that users click through without reading. Ethically, the choice to use an obscured opt-out rather than an explicit opt-in for a material change to how creator content is used reveals something about how the platform views its relationship with the people who generate its value. In Europe, the AI Act and GDPR create a considerably narrower window for implied consent in data processing, and regulatory scrutiny there may follow.